This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 6th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze sweeping through Jerusalem. Perfect conditions for those enjoying the night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli officials announced the death of Azam Al-Hayya, son of Hamas Gaza leader Khalil Al-Hayya, in an Israeli strike. This development comes from Ynet. Also, the IDF attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. This marks the first attack in the capital in weeks, reports the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, U.S. forces have disabled an Iran-bound oil tanker with cannon fire, according to JNS. Separately, the U.S. and Iran are reportedly close to finalizing a memorandum to end conflict, paving the way for future nuclear talks, as reported by I-24 News. And finally, Rutgers University canceled the graduation speaker over a controversial tweet about Israel, JTA reports. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared insights from Professor Eli Al-Hindi about the potential for a U.S.-Iran agreement, posting just minutes ago. Raylan Givens discussed a report on a secret Mossad and CIA plan involving Kurdish militias to destabilize Iran, posting earlier today. IL Red Alert reported President Trump's comments on the uncertainty of a deal with Iran, but noted recent talks have been positive. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Gaza, Azam Al-Hayya, part of Hamas' Nukba force, was killed. Ynet reported that his death follows earlier claims of serious injury. This strike is part of ongoing Israeli operations targeting Hamas leadership. The implications for regional stability remain significant as tensions continue to escalate. Turning to Beirut, the IDF's attempted assassination of a Hezbollah commander underscores increasing tensions in the region. The Jerusalem Post noted that the U.S. had prior knowledge of the operation, but hadn't authorized it. This move could impact Israel's diplomatic relations with Lebanon and the broader Middle East. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy's disabling of an Iran-bound oil tanker highlights ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. JNS reported that this action is part of America's effort to maintain control in the strategic waterway. The incident could further strain relations between the U.S. and Iran. Separately, I-24 News highlighted the progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Both nations are nearing an agreement to formally end hostilities and begin talks on nuclear issues. This development could lead to a significant shift in Middle Eastern diplomacy. Finally, Rutgers University faced controversy after canceling Rami El-Ghandour as a graduation speaker. JTA reported that El-Ghandour's tweet about Israel sparked backlash. The incident underscores the ongoing sensitivity surrounding discussions on Israel in academic circles. On the economic front. First, India's KPIT is set to acquire Kymotiv, founded by ex-Shin Bet chief Yuval Diskin, for up to $120 million, reports CTEC. This acquisition aims to enhance KPIT's capabilities in automotive cybersecurity as vehicles become more software-based. Separately, Yossi Abu is stepping down as CEO of NewMed Energy after 15 years. Globes reports that Abu is pursuing new opportunities in both regional and global markets. And finally, the Consumer Protection Authority plans to fine ONT Electronics over 1.2 million shekels for consumer deception, according to Walla Business. This serves as a warning to companies on the consequences of misleading consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.